crude oil prices are hovering in the $80 range, and in Alaska, that brings with it worries over the budget. But economists from either side of the political spectrum have roughly the same take on what's playing out. It's too early to tell. KSKA's Zachariah Hughes reports.
Crude oil prices haven't been on this long and steady of a decline in more than a decade, but the state has been here before.
It dropped briefly to $9 a barrel.
Greg Erickson is an economist who runs a private consulting firm and says people tend to forget that as recently as 1999, Alaska was dealing with crude prices in the single digits.
For a number of years now, people have sort of gotten the idea that $100 oil is the new normal. I never thought that, and I think that many people with a long historical perspective never thought it either.
The problem, though, is that by this point, the state's budget depends on oil being in the triple digits. Money for roads, schools, basic government services, all of that is paid for under the assumption that North Slope producers will sell to refineries at over $100 a barrel. So shouldn't the state's economists be freaking out?
Prices will move on a daily, weekly, monthly basis. Instead, we look at long-term structural drivers.
Mike Pawlowski is the deputy commissioner at the state's Department of Revenue, and he's actually pretty calm right now. He says there's a lot that's driving the price decline in the crude markets. There's shale oil coming out of North Dakota, OPEC producers struggling to maintain their market shares, more refining on the West Coast. But Pawlowski says the state's revenue modeling is built around a longer timetable than just this last period of slumping crude prices.
We look at it largely on annual averages, rather than trying to predict daily, weekly, or even monthly moves in prices.
Pawlowski also says that while the revenue department didn't see this current dip coming, oil at around $80 a barrel was within the range they'd thought possible, and hardly a catastrophe. And unlike most of the country, producers in Alaska can send crude abroad, something ConocoPhillips did this month when it exported a shipment to South Korea for the first time in 8 years. Pawlowski says those options give Alaska more flexibility if crude prices don't change course.
And I think that benefit in the long term might provide some real protection for Alaska vis-a-vis if there is competition on the West Coast.
Oil economics in Alaska is inherently political, especially in an election year and especially in this one, when SB 21 let voters weigh in on the tax structure. But number crunchers on both sides of the spectrum say spending cuts or drawing down savings will almost inevitably be a part of budgeting again this year if prices don't rebound dramatically. But that's par for the course when nearly all of your revenues are tied to one of the most volatile commodity markets on the planet. In Anchorage, I'm Zachariah Hughes.